Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
Welcome to Freaky Fridays, part of the Podmoth Network, the podcast where we talk about all kinds of scary, spooky, freaky shit while drinking and laughing through our fears. We are your hosts. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Michelle. And tonight, I'm going to tell y'all about frogging.
Oh, shit. Like leapfrog?
Well, I think we both said we've never heard of this term before. Mm-mm. Until you were out visiting. Mm-hmm. And we watched the movie I See You. Mm-hmm. 2019. First of all, can we talk about another scary topic, which was, sure, Helen Hunt's face in the movie I See You 2019.
Like, no disrespect,
she looked awful.
And I think we talked about it a little bit. Like, you said that she may have been in an accident or something, which if that's what it's from, I feel bad. But
right.
I don't know. It doesn't look like accident to me. It looks like she had stuff done to her face purposely, and mm-hmm. It does not look good.
No, it does not look good. So mm-mm. Hopefully she has. I haven't seen any recent photos of her
since. Neither have I.
That movie. So hopefully she's doing my best to Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
My best to Helen Hunt's face.
Well wishes. Well wishes.
Warmest regards. So we learned about frogging, that is spelled P-H-R-O-G-G-I-N-G. So like frog, but the F is P-H. And it is defined as the act of secretly living in another person's home without their knowledge or permission.
Isn't it also known as breaking and entering or trespassing?
Exactly. It is an illegal activity that froggers can be charged with breaking and entering, stalking, harassment, trespassing, and more. They call it frog, like P-H-R-O-G, like F-R-O-G, because they hop from place to place. So the difference...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, the P... Yeah, I don't know what the P-H...
Is it like baby fat? P-H-A-T?
Pretty hot and tempting. It is probably not.
Maybe it'd be much cooler if it was.
People's homes. I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Totally making that up.
But that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they're leaping from home to home, people's homes. That makes sense. I bet you're right.
So the difference between a frogger and a squatter is usually squatters take up residence in abandoned houses. Mm-hmm. And can still be charged with crimes, but they usually aren't hiding. And that's what makes frogs so creepy.
It's super creepy.
It is. Could you imagine just, well, our attic is mm-hmm. right up there.
Yeah. So. I noticed that when I went to bed that night. And I was like, what are the odds that someone's frogging in this house right now?
The way your brother sets up the... alarm and everything is locked and loaded. I highly doubt. I would feel bad for that frogger.
After I saw that movie, I started thinking about times that I could have sworn I heard something in our attic. Mm. And I was like, I wonder. But again, with cameras and things around the house, I think we wouldn't know. But
your husband's also very locked down.
Yeah.
Alarms
and I'm always home. So like, I don't know when someone would have come in without me seeing, especially because even if I'm in my office working, I literally can see the ceiling attic, you know, thingy from where I'm sitting.
Right.
So I would hope that I would have noticed someone come in, but never know.
Yeah. You never know. And hey, if you're in here, can you start like cleaning something up and I'll give you a couple bucks.
Make yourself useful.
Yeah.
If you're going to frog.
Right. So I'm going to tell you two quick stories, and then I'll get to my main story.
Okay.
So the first one is a gal, Tracy, from South Carolina. Without a sensible explanation for the presence that she felt in her house and the sounds keeping her awake, she chalked it up to some sort of paranormal activity. Then, on a Saturday night, strange noises started coming from the attic, and nails started falling from the ceiling.
What?
Yeah.
Nails.
Now, like, I don't know if they're fingernails, because that was my first thought.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming like they mean restaurants? Actual like hardware nails, but
yeah,
where are they coming from the ceiling?
I don't know. Like, there's no nails in the ceiling.
No.
Unless they like open the attic thing and like bink, threw one out there. I don't know. So it ended
surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker. So it ended up being Tracy's ex-boyfriend from 12 years ago who had made a nook for himself with coats and jackets in the heating unit. The man managed to get past the boys and ran out of the house before the police could arrive. And I'm guessing the boys are her family and her husband. He got out of the attic and ran out.
Mm-hmm.
In the attic, they found a disgusting scene of Sonic cups that the Frogger had used as a toilet. But the most unsettling discovery was that the man rigged the air vents so he could look down on the family below. I still don't understand how that's possible when you have like ducting. So I'm guessing, looking at mine, you mm-hmm. must have taken the ducting off so you could look down in those vents.
It reminds me of, do you remember the Ashley Judd movie, Kiss the Girls?
So long ago. I don't remember that movie very well.
I think I'm giving you the right title. It is Ashley Judd, but it's similar to where there is
Morgan Freeman, right?
I think so, yeah. And there's a dude living in her attic, and she'll hear things through the ducting, through the vents.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of.
Mm.
That's creepy.
Mm.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies to think about.
I just don't understand. And maybe I'm being too technical and I'm not calling complete bullshit, but I don't know how every home is set up. But I just know ours has that like metal thing that comes over. So maybe they took it off and they were peeking down to see the family below. The family believes the ex-boyfriend had been living in the attic for about 2 weeks ever since he was released from jail.
Of course.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the police could not track down the ex-boyfriend. The event took place in 2012, and there are currently no reports of an arrest online. There are also no indications that the man returned. Is there indications that the family is still alive?
I mean, listen, like, if you're, whether you're frogging or you're an ex-boyfriend that's frogging, if you're willing to do that, you're not mentally stable. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, there's nothing good is going to come out of this.
Right.
Especially if it's an ex.
I have a feeling that froggers in general have some sort of mental problem. Either they have something against you, or they don't have the wherewithal to know that this is another person's house and you're squatting in it.
Or maybe they just
Squatter. That's also what a frog does. Poor frogs are getting a bad rap here.
Also, I look at like when people like just like to take that risk and they like that adrenaline. Mm-hmm. To me, there's a little mental instability in there. Like,
right.
Because most people are going to have common sense and say, that's dangerous. That's against the law. I'm not going to do it. Even if it gives you a rush, like go on a fucking roller coaster then. Like don't frog someone's house.
I remember in high school, our big, you know, rushes were, well, if we were to invade somebody's house, it would only be the backyard. Like, we would run through the backyard to get to the next person's house. Or we would be, apparently, I hid out in the back of my teacher's car one time. And we popped up and we were like, hello! I don't remember that, but my dad said it happened. And then...
Did your dad know?
Because the teacher drove us home and dropped us off and said, your kids are in the back of my car.
They're frogging in
my
best car.
Friend, yeah, my best friend and I did it. And then...
There's so many questions I have for you right now about that. That's for another time.
So the main thing I was thinking of is when we used to go and hop the fence and get in pools.
Uh-huh.
But... it was like a community pool. It wasn't people's pools.
It's not someone's private home.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where I feel like when you enter that far in, then it's gotten too far.
Yeah. It's gone too far.
Well, we know I have mental problems, so it could be.
I mean, we all do to some extent, right?
Right.
But I'm just saying, and I'm not saying that it makes someone like mental. I just mean that their
something's going on.
Wherewithal is like,
yeah,
a little different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that was one of the short stories I found. Another short story I found, I also saw this on YouTube. In 2008, in Japan, a male homeowner who lived alone started to notice that food was disappearing from his fridge. The man assumed he had started sleepwalking. I like that that was his first assumption. Never done it before, but that's what he had assumed. That explanation didn't ease his worries, so he made sure to lock all the doors and windows before leaving the house in case of a burglar, but his food kept disappearing. So he couldn't take it anymore. He installed surveillance cameras around the house. Shortly after, the cameras picked up footage of a woman eating food from the fridge and watching TV in the living room. He called the cops. When the police arrived, they found the doors and windows of the house locked. As they searched through the home, they found a 58-year-old woman in a spare closet.
What?
She had been living there for nearly a year.
What?
She originally was able to break in on a day the front door was left unlocked. Lock your fucking doors. The police reported that she had brought a mattress into the closet and had been using the man's shower.
Closet that she could fit a mattress in there.
This must be a spare closet he never uses.
Clearly, if she was there for a year. But do you not clean that shit? Oh, maybe.
And how did
totally
you
empty.
Bring that mattress into the closet?
That's what I'm saying. How did she bring a mattress in there?
I mean, not. I was thinking the size of the mattress and putting what I think
both.
Of a mat, like this mattress behind me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking both. Like, how did any of it happen? How did you sneak it by him? How did you get in and out without being? Did she? So she must have. I'm guessing when she snuck in the first time when the door was left unlocked, she must have figured out another
way to
get in.
She had all her. Or she had all.
Or
her
she
shit
had it
with
her.
Yeah, she was just waiting for that.
But like, what? How was she peeing and stuff without him like hearing?
Right. So she must have waited, which I heard a lot of these stories. They wait. They start to learn your
patterns.
Schedule. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he goes off to work and she hops out of the closet and goes into the bathroom.
It is so unnerving to think about something like that.
And other than food, she didn't steal anything. So that was her main reason for wanting to be in there.
So she must have been just maybe homeless and literally needed a place to stay. Like, I don't think it was for her. I don't think it was like it might have been like in the
nothing
movie.
Nefarious.
Right. Know?
Nothing mean or sinister. Like, she didn't want to kill him or
right. And it wasn't just a game to her. Like, it, like in the movie, I felt kind of like the girl who was the frog, main frogger, was like, it was kind of like a game to her almost. But she also like didn't take it as far as the other dude. But so she must have just been an older woman who just really needed a place to stay.
Yeah.
But I mean, how ballsy. Like, you've got
so ballsy
for a year.
Any of these stories, I'm like, the balls. The big, huge, enormous fucking balls on these people.
Yeah. Like, I would have such anxiety on top of my already normal anxiety.
I don't even want to knock on somebody's front door. I'm not going to sneak into somebody's house and hide in their attic. That's just insane.
No, I just want to know, like, do you go stir crazy? Like, what goes through your mind during the day when do you ever feel like, oh my God, they could walk in at any time and catch me off guard?
You have to be so on edge all the time. Talk about anxiety. But then you're right. Like, what do you do all day? You just sit there like, oh, are they going to come home now? What if they come home off schedule and like... Why would you want to live like that?
Exactly.
Sounds boring as fuck, too.
It really does. And I'm guessing you would obviously hear them coming home, but still, like, to just be on that constant edge of, like, I don't know, whether you're, like, starting a movie or something, and it's like, am I going to finish the movie? Are they going to come home early? Am I going to be, like, mid-bite in my cereal, and they're going to walk in, or...
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
You know, like, what if you're in your freaking closet bedroom and they decide one day to like clean it out? Surprise.
Yeah, how do you know that guy's not going to like up and move and movers come and you're going with them?
I mean, a whole year. That
yeah,
is
a year.
Such a long time to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Wow.
That's probably one of the longest times too that this article I was reading that somebody was frogging. Well, she wasn't frogging. She was hiding.
Legit.
She wasn't jumping anywhere. Yeah.
She was not going from home to home. I wonder if there's a part of her that is like, I'm fucking rad. Like, I did this for a year.
I'd be like, okay, you can take me. I got away with it for a year.
Game's but over. Also, like, checkmate.
If you were here, if you were like, food was missing, you didn't search your house first?
Yeah. Especially if you're the only one.
Yeah. He lived alone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was attic space, like, in the closet, so she could hide, and then sometimes, but I don't know. There.
Yeah,
there's so many questions with these stories. That's why I hate the short stories, mm-hmm. because I'm like, okay, that's not enough information. I need follow-ups. I need more detail.
Yeah, but it kind of makes it creepier to kind of not know all the details.
True,
just think
very
about
true.
All the possibilities that could have come along with that mm-hmm. story.
Right. Well, this is one of the craziest stories that I found. I found it everywhere when I searched the word frogging. And I have heard of the story before, but I never associated it to the name frogging.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the story of Brittany and James Campbell.
Brittany.
It's Brittany, bitch. And James had a long history with each other. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about their backstory. They dated. They went their separate ways. Then they dated again. In that time, James had two boys from a previous relationship. Brittany and James ended up getting married in 2018. James was in the Navy and was assigned to be stationed in Hawaii for a couple of years. Here we're going back to Hawaii. Weird shit's mm-hmm. happening in Hawaii. Nobody knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So some strange things started happening after moving into the house in Hawaii. Soon after moving in, Brittany went into the garage and a ton of stuff was out of the boxes, out of their moving boxes, strewn around. They were also grouped in like weird ways, and some things were like strategically placed, like they were on display. She got her husband and showed him, and she was like, "Did you do this?" And he was all, "No." So she was like, "Okay, let's go ask your two sons. Maybe they did it." So they asked the boys. The boys were like, "No, we didn't do that." And James just dismisses it. Mm-hmm. Now, if I saw that in my garage, mm-hmm. there's no way that Nick would ever not stop hearing about that.
Yeah.
But he just wanted to dismiss it. He like blamed the boys or whatever. He didn't think anything of it. So a few days later, Brittany's putting on makeup and she hears the front door slam and she kind of looks around and sees nothing and texts her husband, asked if he came by. He says no because he was supposed to be at work. And she tells him, "I just heard the front door slam," and he just dismisses it again. He's like, it's nothing. So then that night, when they're all together, the family, she wakes up in the middle of the night and hears a door opening and closing again. So she just sits there listening. That's like the worst thing. Mm-hmm. I've been up in the middle of the night and you're just sitting there listening, mm-hmm. waiting for noises. So she hears another door open and close. And it's not slamming this time, but she's hearing it like open and close. She wakes up James and he's pissed because he's sleeping. She asked him if he locked the door downstairs and he says yes. But this bitch goes downstairs to check it out.
Such a cliche.
Start of a murder movie. And the door was open.
The front door?
Yes.
Okay.
So she's hearing this slamming or this closing, but the door that she heard was open and James said it was locked. So she thought this has to be the boys. Again, pinning it on the boys mm-hmm. as a rationalized thought. She scans the house and closes the door, locks up, and then goes back up to the rooms upstairs on the second floor. And she peeks in the boys' room and they're like dead asleep. There's no way that they could have been recently up. She walks over and actually like touches them and stuff and they're dead asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So she tells her husband, and while he's about to brush it off again, they both hear the sliding glass door open and slam close. So James runs downstairs and comes back and says, "It's fine. It was probably left unlocked. Probably the wind or whatever."
On a sliding glass door, the wind doesn't move a sliding glass door open and close.
Right.
So fuck you, James.
James, I'm sorry, but you're kind of a dick. So Brittany's like, "What the fuck?" And so they start fighting. They fight into the night and then they just go to bed. They just thought they'd let it go.
There's no way I could have gone to bed.
No.
Absolutely no way I would have gone to bed.
No.
I would have called the, even if my husband was like, "It's not," I would have called the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
That's nothing just, wrong with that.
Would have called him. Don't there care.
You, nothing wrong with
James,
that.
James, you can be pissed at me all you want the next day, buddy, but I'm calling the cops.
So finally, James is home alone one day, and they have a piano in the house. So he starts playing piano, and he felt like this feeling like he was being watched. So he starts looking around, and he sees a shadowy figure outside the window, but like he has curtains there, so he could kind of just see the outline. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he kind of like gets up and says, hey, or whatever, the figure bolts away. So James runs outside to see where the figure was, and nobody's there. Of course, as usual, he just sweeps it under the rug, writing it off. He thought, maybe I'm playing the music too loud and a neighbor came over or something.
The neighbor but would just, have knocked on your door. They wouldn't have just scattered right? when you said, hey.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, like yeah. something. So finally, this was the last straw and something that finally brought James to Brittany's level. The family was going to a movie and Brittany wanted to bring a blanket. So she goes into the living room to grab the blanket off the couch where it usually is. It always lives there and it was gone. So she's like, whatever, maybe it's in the wash, whatever. So they go to the movies and all of the family saw it's gone. Mm-hmm. They go to the movies and when they return, the fucking blanket is back on
nope.
the couch.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Walk everybody right back out.
Everybody get
right
out.
Back out the door.
Everybody out.
Back to the movies. We're sleeping there tonight.
Everybody get dressed. We're going out for dinner.
We're going to stay in a hotel room. Have you seen Poltergeist? So this was the final straw. James finally believed. Hallelujah.
I mean.
So now we're at September 20th, 2019.
Okay.
Brittany and James and his two sons leave their home in Hawaii to go visit family on the mainland. So I'm not sure if they just were going on vacation. And another thing I saw, they were tired of this stuff that was going on in their house. So they left their home to go visit family.
I'm sorry, but you haven't sold your home yet.
Yeah.
You're just going to go visit somebody. I would have that shit sold.
Let's just go on vacation. I'm sure it'll write itself by the time we get back. I'm sure. So they're only gone about a week. So they expected in a week that shit would be normal again.
Yeah, yeah.
So they return a week later and they're driving up from the airport up to the house and they see James's bike. I don't know if it's like a motorcycle or a road bike or something laying out on the driveway. Mm-hmm. So they're like, what is going on? And of course, Brittany's like, did you leave your bike outside a week ago? James is like, no.
Oh, my God.
So they pull up. And they click the garage door opener. The garage is opening, and they can just see the garage is completely trashed, ruined. Like, everything out of the boxes again, but it looks like a wild animal was in there. Like, it was just in such disarray. So James thinks, we've been robbed. He goes to the side of the house, and he I guess he had a sledgehammer just hanging out on the side of the house. So he grabs that, and his wife, Brittany, calls 911. So as James is holding the sledgehammer, he goes up to the front door and a man is standing on the other side of the door. So he's trying to open it and he could see somebody like standing there and he's pushing the door, trying to get it open. The man peeks through and he tells James, this is not your house.
What?
So James, in some sort of roid rage, smashes the door open and grabs the guy and throws him out on the lawn. And he's threatening him with the sledgehammer to not move because Brittany's called 911, so the police are coming. And the guy is totally calm, standing there just staring at James. And James notices that this guy's wearing his clothes and he's just totally calm staring at him.
Oh, my God.
The police arrived quickly and they arrest him. It was a 23-year-old named Ezekiel Zayas. So you would think the family's like, garage is trashed, but this guy is taken away. Everything is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're wrong. As they enter the house, they find everything on the first floor is like the garage, just completely trashed, crap everywhere, messes, piled up dishes. There's tons of medication bottles that don't belong to them.
Oh my
just
God.
Totally ransacked. It looks like shit.
He was like legit living his life while they were on vacation for a week.
Like spring break level partying or something, like just throwing shit around.
Weekend at Bernie's was
cooking
happening.
Up a storm. Yeah, just leaving everything out too.
Wow.
It's like he was going through the cabinets.
Yeah.
And there's video of this, pictures online you can Google, that shows like what state the kitchen was in.
That's amazing. That's just frightening.
Yeah. I wouldn't even go in.
No.
And it says that the cops took him away. So I'm like, are you walking in there alone? So they see this. They go upstairs to the second floor where all the bedrooms are. And they first go into the boys' room. And for some reason, the son's room was completely clean and orderly. No toys were on the floor. Everything was picked up, put away, very organized. Laundry was clean and folded. It looked like pristine, like military style pristine. So then they go into the master bedroom, their bedroom, and they find their bedroom completely destroyed like the rest of the house, except for the bed. On the bed was a towel neatly laid out, and on top of the towel were a bunch of knives laying out next to an old laptop of theirs. So they touch the laptop to wake it up, and what comes up on the screen is a long document titled The Omnivore Trials, A Rehabilitation for Rat-Like People.
Mm-mm.
This document was like a diary, day-to-day entries of observation on specimens, quote-unquote, which were about the Campbell family.
So this guy, was he living like a rat?
Well, you could say that, but he's saying this guy, Ezekiel, who was apparently living and trashing their mm-hmm. house, wrote this long document on their computer that mm-hmm. was called the Omnivore Trials, A Rehabilitation for Rat-Like People. So I'll explain what it is.
Okay.
So the writer, Ezekiel, mm-hmm. captured things in their daily life, like when they watch TV, what they were doing, and he even wrote about James and Brittany's struggle to have another baby, which they only talked about behind closed doors, not in front of their boys, and not to any of their family.
I seriously just got the chills like that. Yeah. That's freaking me out.
Right. So he was obviously listening to their conversations. At the end of these observations, the daily entries, the writer documents that to rehabilitate these people, he, Ezekiel, must perform gender reassignment surgery and hand transplants.
Oh my, what?
This is why all the knives were laid out on that towel.
On the bed?
Yes.
Like he was going to perform the surgery himself?
Yes. He was not a doctor, by the way.
I honestly didn't think so. I really didn't think he was Doogie Howser.
MD?
So I'm confused by both. Why gender and why hands? I don't understand that. Right. How is that going to help anybody?
Who knows? Yeah. But he thinks that he's watching, quote unquote, rat-like people, and he can save them. He can save these specimens to be great people if he just performs gender reassignment and hand transplants. And these are highlights. There's actually some screenshots of the document
yeah.
that you can read. And the way it reads is so strange, like verbal just diarrhea. Like it's just random words put together, and like he's trying to use big words. It's really weird.
I thought you meant when he wrote it that he was talking about himself living a rat-like life. And that's why I was like, no. Well, that makes sense why things would be scattered and torn through mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah.
Well, wow. It would make more sense because that's how he treated their house, right?
Like right. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Fucked it all up like a rat would, just get going through shit and throwing it around. So it was really odd that he thought that he was their savior. And
I mean, the audacity
right?
of someone.
Not only what? Huge falls to squat to frog in somebody's house, but then you're going to say that they are living life not to your expectations, and you're going to fix them.
And homeboy was, you said 23?
23 years.
What the fuck do you know about life, dude?
Apparently how to perform gender reassignment and hand transplants. So there was also a list of what tools he would need to perform this surgery. So somebody was watching.
He is a tool.
ER. Somebody was watching Grey's Anatomy. It's hospital bed, heart monitors, oxygen tanks, IV equipment, as well as drugs he'd needed to sedate the family, which those drugs were downstairs when I said that there was medicine bottles or
prescription bottles
mm-hmm. all over the kitchen area. He had these drugs. I don't know where he would have obtained these drugs to sedate people.
It's not hard for people to get stuff. So I'm guessing his plan was to drug them and play operation in the middle of the night.
Apparently. And apparently he was ready to go when they got home.
So he must have left the kids' room alone because they're innocent kids, maybe?
Thinking no, like- I, well, that's interesting you said that. I was thinking because that's where he was going to perform it. So it had to be a clean,
oh, pristine that's another good, area. That's another good. I was just thinking more along the lines of like people that are so mentally insane with certain things. I noticed they'll leave kids alone though, because kids are more innocent and haven't lived that life of sin, which is what most of these mentally unstable people think is that we're living this life of sin. So my thought was that's why he left that alone. Like, you're a child. I'm going to clean your room. You deserve to have it look this way. And I'm going to leave you out of it because it's not your fault. You were born into this. That's how I'm kind of thinking.
So one thing that I'll add on to your comment, because watching some of the YouTube videos and reading about this story, one thing that I heard was in his daily diary, he was upset that she, Brittany, wanted to have another baby and wasn't, quote unquote, happy with the boys that she had. So I immediately thought, was he going to perform gender reassignment on the boys so she would be happy with them being, quote unquote, girls and pay more attention to them?
So maybe that's why the rooms for the kid were so cleaned up, thinking, okay, well, if it's not going to be a boy anymore, it's going to be a girl and girls are more clean. And like,
maybe, you
know, like there's so many theories that could go into
so many theories. Yeah.
I'm
so
honestly, like out of all the things we've talked about, this is like one of the most frightening things to me.
Oh, well, it kind of gets worse.
Oh God. Also, because I'm thinking about like the fact that if he obviously heard their conversations and knew that they were trying, like he was part of like intimate parts of their life. Like,
yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, heebie jeebies.
Yeah. I think about things that Nick and I talk about or say or what we do, like when we think nobody.
Right.
Like you have bad gas or you really have to run to the restroom. Like this guy knows about it. Jeez. So.
That's creepy.
Other things that were on this laptop besides the document were videos that he had made of himself, the Ezekiel 23-year-old kid, that he had made of himself. Apparently, it looked like he was naked or at least shirtless. And what he was doing, he drew a line down the middle of his face and he's drawing in a goatee and his eyebrows and things with like a pen or maybe a makeup eyeliner type thing. I haven't been able to find anything specifically about what those videos were saying and what he was doing. So the cops had taken him away while they're finding all this stuff, right? So he's charged with burglary only, and the judge allows him to be on supervised release.
What?
So, of course, the family's like, what the fuck? This guy was just living on our house for who knows how long. It seemed maybe close to a year almost. So the family's like, that's unacceptable for him to be released. And they decide to move out of the house. They're like totally scared and traumatized.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
It takes forever to go to trial on these things, right? Ezekiel ended up going to jail in 2020. And then while he was serving time, he killed another inmate by beating and kicking him, allegedly.
Wow.
So as of 2022, December, he was deemed as unfit to proceed, so he cannot stand trial. And as of now, he's being kept in Hawaii State Hospital until the trial begins.
Wow.
Yeah. So we do not know what is the fate of Ezekiel, where the Campbell family is now. But I did see that she posted a video. I just didn't see how early it was. But there's also a Lifetime show called Frogging, Hider in My House, which is from 2022. And I can't believe that I've never heard
of
this series before. But the Campbell story is told from their own, from their mouths. Their story is the first episode.
Okay. And it's, you said Lifetime?
Correct.
I'm looking at some of these pictures, and I see the one about where they come home and he's got like the kitchen's a mess. There's pills all over. He just looks, his eyes look empty. He looks like he's just disturbed or not there, or which is really sad. I mean, I'm not,
right.
I would never want to make fun of anyone like that or make light of the situation, but he does look very disturbed. And how frightening for that family, especially to have kids there.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And coming home to a slew of your knives out on a bed and then reading about surgery that was going to be performed on you or them.
That's so wild. Like,
even scarier. And then it makes me think, since this happened in such short amount of time of them living there, was he there before they even moved in? Did they move into a bad situation? Or did he show up?
Yeah.
Yeah, did he show up after they moved in and he targeted them? Or who knows if he did this to a family before them?
And that's why they left and he... Yeah. Oh, my God.
The house was available. Yeah.
What,
and then I want to, like, pick this guy's brain, but he seems a little disturbed to where you might not be able to get truth or accurate or whatever. So,
oh, my God. For sure. It's like wanting to, like, pick the brain of, like, Ted Bundy or something. Like,
right.
I want in their psyche, like, I want to know what is going on in your head to make you feel the need to do something like this. Why this family? Why? There's just so many questions. Like, it's
right.
It's scary.
But if you could rationalize or talk about any of that of the whys, then I guess you would have the wherewithal to not do it.
Possibly. Or. Yeah.
Or you have like a really sick fetish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
So that's frogging, y'all.
That's crazy.
Funny name. Not funny.
Not a funny game.
Right.
This is no leapfrog.
You don't kiss it and get a prince.
I wonder how many other stories like this are out there. Like,
well, apparently the hider in my house, there's...
How's it? Or it's not just their story, it's
a bunch of stories? Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of stories.
Oh, okay, because when you said Lifetime, I thought you meant it was like a Lifetime
movie. Oh, sorry. No, it's a Lifetime series. They're the first
called
episode.
Hider in My House.
Yes, Hider in My House. Frogging, Hider in My House.
I need to write this down.
And you can actually, like, it looks like you can pull it up online and it's free.
I mean, again, I can't tell you how many nights I have laid there and thought there is something, there is someone in my home. And I know it's, you know, homes are old. They crack and crinkle, whatever. And like, I get that, but.
Or do they?
Do they? There was times when, like when Brian was working the graveyard shift, I would get up and lock our bedroom door because I knew he wouldn't be home anytime soon to need to get in. And because I thought there was something going on. There was some noise. It was not a typical noise. It's freaky. It's a an unsettling feeling.
Oh, yeah. We lock our bedroom door every night.
And then to... do you?
Yeah. We constantly live in fear. The only time we've slept with it unlocked is when one of us is coming home late, so we don't want to have make the other person get up and unlock it, or when you stayed so you could come in and if you needed us.
If I needed to go to the emergency room because I thought I was passing a kidney stone?
That, or we figured you would be murdered first since you were in the first bedroom and we were safe to keep it unlocked.
I will take one for the team.
Oh, that's so
any
sweet.
Day. Any day. Wow. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I'm a little more freaked out now than I was from the movie. Because the movie, I'm like, oh, it's a movie. This is like whatever. Right. Not saying that it wouldn't be real, but this is just way more like...
sinister.
This is not a 50-year-old Japanese woman just needing a place to live.
Poor thing.
This is fucking evil.
Yeah. That, I mean, that you could kind of laugh at that story, but this is like, what the fuck? And this was the craziest story that I think I read about. I do want to watch the Hider in My House series on Lifetime to see if there's additional ones, but how can you beat that?
Well, now I'm just kind of wondering, like, with it, I mean, it's obviously been around for a while. I hadn't heard of it until we watched that movie.
Right. The whole Frogger thing?
Yeah. Frogger. I just wonder,
like the game.
I just wonder if it's going to be like on the rise now, or if you're going to start to hear more stories, or like, is it going to give stupid kids the idea to do something
like a new
this?
TikTok and, challenge? Yeah.
Yeah. And then is it going to become like a reality series? Like, are they going to follow the life of a Frogger?
Right.
Like,
it's a good point. And I did read in one of the articles, which they were trying to stress, like, this is not something funny or something like a challenge, like you're saying. It is a crime. You're going into somebody's house. You were not welcomed. And you're hiding out.
Well, and you don't know what that, whether it's a single person or a family, you don't know what those people are like or what they're capable of.
I was just thinking.
You don't know what the fuck I have in my home.
Right. You know what would be a good movie?
I don't think we'd call the cops, people. Yeah. So don't come showing up here.
Yeah, we got a garden that's going to be 6 feet deep. That would be a good movie, though. Like, to change it up and say, hey, I'm frogging. Isn't this funny? But then you frogged in the house of a serial killer.
Oh, my God. Nicholas!
Write it up.
Michelle and I have the rights. Do not try to copy this.
I want my 10%. Don't take our idea. We need every money we can.
We're taking steps down. We're not going to be rich anymore, people. So please.
Hey.
Don't take our idea.
It's just the being rich, quote unquote rich, that we are considering rich is not.
For poor people.
It's not worth
We're
it.
We're rich for poor people.
It's not worth it. It is not worth it.
It's not. It's like, it's going to be like maybe one less facial a month or one less nice bottle of wine or.
Maybe one less order from Amazon. Yeah.
Right.
Dogs, you don't get to eat for the next couple months. Your food's too expensive.
Go frog somewhere. Wow. That's just wild. It's wild. Right?
Yeah.
So many questions. I feel a little traumatized by it. Very frightened. Well, that was a great share. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Thanks for making me scared out of my mind now.
That's what I do. That's my plan.
I'm more scared of that shit than I am of like Michael Myers or any of that other stuff. Like,
because they're outside.
It's fucking freaky. Mm-hmm.
A frogger that's watching you that you don't know about. I feel like the name is so like comical, and then the actual act of it is very at all. So maybe they should think of another name.
Did you look up why it was called, why it was spelled with a PH?
I didn't find anything that said what the PH meant and why.
I bet you're right about the whole people's homes thing. It gets its name from frogs, phrogs, as the people who engage in this activity are called tend to hop around. That I still don't understand. Then why don't we say regular frog with an F with a PH?
You're frogging. Hmm. It's like, why don't you use squatting with a K? Like, if you're going to try and change up everything that doesn't mean what it really means, then let's change it all.
Yeah.
But no. Welcome to America. That's the English language.
Yeah. I need someone who's much smarter than us to figure this one out.
Or much younger than
not
us.
Not that you're not smart, because you are.
I think it's much younger.
I just feel like there's someone out there who understands the difference.
T.S. Hathaway, do you know?
Oh, man.
Yep. So that's frogging.
Well, thank you. It was a great story.
You are very welcome.
Good job. Two thumbs up.
Check your attics. Check your closets.
Check all your shit.
Check all your holes.
I have a couple of things that I would like to know.
Okay.
Barry,
we're coming for you.
I didn't cuss as much as I normally do. And two, I'm coming for you, buddy. April 21st. I can't wait to see you.
You better be there, Barry. Fucking Barry.
You better be there.
You better be at Billy's birthday.
Oh, man. Sleep tight, everyone.
Make sure you leave the lights on.
Working can be such a drag, but it's a necessary evil.
What better way to combat the woes of the working world than to commiserate with your fellow man?
I'm Jay.
And I'm Kay.
And we're the hosts of Fuck My Work Life, a comedy podcast where we share people's stories from the workplace.
Whether they're funny, weird, scary, or just plain messed up, they're always entertaining and may leave you thinking you don't have it so bad after all.
Available on all major podcast platforms. Give us a listen. Your sanity may just depend on it.
Go to FreakyFridaysPodcast.com and subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast listening platform.
Join us next week for a new freaky tale.